answer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
That was Do You Want to Know a Secret by the Beatles. Another quick track. I did not know that. That's only a minute and 57 seconds long. I almost did a show of just very short tracks, but in fact, Spotify removed the capability of viewing songs by their own length. Could have been a good one. You know, we could have had song 2 on there by the Blur, other quick little bops, but we'll have good tracks. Don't you worry about that. Next up, we have a song from the band Trust Fund, who I guess first heard of after a feature on Frank Ocean's Blonded radio show. And looks like it was a musical project founded and led by Ellis Jones while living in Bristol in the southwest of England. They were together from 2011 to 2018, had a whole as a rotating band, in any case. But a trust fund, a trust is a three-party fiduciary relationship in which the first party, the trustor or settlor, transfers a property upon the second party for the benefit of the third party, the beneficiary. A testamentary trust is created by a will and rises after the death of the settlor. So that's what a financial trust fund is. And here is what a musical trust fund is. Here is a song by Trust Fund. The name of the song is A Song.
Thank you.
A Song by Trust Fund. Look at that. All right, everybody. Let me see. All right, how many listeners? Because this is going to be a big one. This, I want to warn all my listeners that we have an absolute bop coming up. All right, let's see. I'm thinking like three. Okay, all right. Two or three. We'll see. All right. All right, everybody. Look, it's not often I just discover an absolute bop. Hopefully I didn't hurt anybody's ears there with my loud saying of that word. But, the other day I was driving home from the bagel store, and this song came up on shuffle, and man, I was grooving side to side, you know, with the shoulders and the whole everything as much as I could while, you know, maintaining a safe distance between the cars, all the other cars on the parkway and everything else. Man, it really got me going. It's so good. It's such a good track. This is from the 1978 album Bout Love, that's an apostrophe, B-O-U-T, Love, by the great Bill Withers, and it's the track All Because of You. And if you don't like this song, we're not friends.
Birds fly above the clouds that rain.
Oh man, I really hope you like that one. This, what a track from the 1978 Bout in Love from Bill Withers. There's so much to talk about Bill Withers. He's from a place called Slab Fork, West Virginia, which I believe at current day has a population of about 200. Double checking now. Yes, a population of 202 as of 2000. And on that track that we just heard, All Because of You, which I believe is the name. I don't know if I've forgotten. Yes, of course. Excuse me. He worked with Paul Smith on that track, as well as a few others on that album, which has a 2-star review on AllMusic. That has to do with, I think, some user reviews. So I think after the show, I'm going to log on to AllMusic, make an account, make sure that that album gets a little bit of a better rating, because it deserves it. In any case, that song, All Because of You, has some great keys and some great, you know, little flourishes with the bass and the synths. But the keyboard work is done by Paul Smith, who you may not know his name, but yeah, you probably know some of his collaborators in the past. He's born in 1922, passed away in 2013. He's performed in various genres of jazz, most typically bebop, according to Wikipedia, but is best known as an accompanist. Oh, it's a new word, of singers, especially Ella Fitzgerald. Also worked with Tommy Dorsey, Dizzy Gillespie, Steve Allen, and many other artists. But he did one album with Bill Withers, This Bout in Love, and brought his expertise and talent to such great tracks as All Because of You. I'm still working on Bout in Love, making sure I like all the tracks. Would recommend the same to you. And a more recent, for sure, and another excellent album that I have been trying to get myself further into has been Solange's early March release, When I Get Home. Now, last time I played a song from this track, this album, I believe it was Almeida, or no, it was on Way, I played Way to the Show, excuse me, and I gave you some homework on other tracks from this album that you may or may not enjoy. And now I will be bringing the homework to you with the track Dreams from the 2019 album When I Get Home from Solange. Dreams, Solange. Now, an unexpected coincidence here at Shock Me Like an Electric Needle featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Without even noticing it, I put another song called Dreams on the playlist, and I wasn't going to play it next, but now that I realize I just played Dreams by Solange, we're now going to listen to Dreams by Joachim Karud from the album. I believe it's probably a single. Yes, from the single Dreams. Enjoy. More Dreams. Dreams from Joachim Karud. I do not know very much about this artist due to the fact that I used my alternative techniques of discovering this second half of the playlist. He's a music producer from Sweden, best known from his work on YouTube. So he makes like the chill lo-fi study beats, you know, those YouTube videos. Very exciting. You know, to just kind of happen on those. Sound recordings have been used by famous YouTubers like Casey Neistat, who makes good YouTube videos. Interesting. Anyway, next up we have, if I can find the playlist that I lost, we have, Nude by Radiohead from the classic album In Rainbows, the 2007 10 out of 10 near perfect album. Hope you enjoy. What? Did that? Oh, that did. All right. Excuse me. Nude by Radiohead. I just put down my headphone volume so I couldn't hear myself for a second there. But anyway, that's from the incredible 2007 album In Rainbows. I can't say it enough. It is so good. I just Googled it, and it says that 99% of Google users like it, which means that 1% of people are just wrong. I mean, I don't even listen to that much, you know, rock and roll music anymore, but this is, so good. Jigsaw Falling Into Place, Reckoner, All I Need, Body Snatchers, so many good tracks, and they work so well together. And 15 Step, man, I played that a long time ago on the show, almost two and a half years ago. I'll stop, because, I mean, if you stopped listening to this radio show and tuned in, you know, found a copy of In Rainbows and listened to that instead, you'd be spending your time well. In any case, it's about to get real abstract here with the rest of these songs that I, again, discovered through my alternative methods. This one is a track from the Wilco album Sky Blue Sky, which came out in 2007. It's the track Impossible Germany, which I didn't listen to in full, so I hope that it's good.
Japan.
Impossible Germany from Wilco. People seemed to really like that one, so I'm glad I played it. That was a great guitar solo, too. It's defined as the guitarist's definitive moment with Wilco, because I believe he had... Yeah, it's the first album that he did with the band, and that's a great way to announce yourself with that, with a solo like that. To finish up a very white trio of songs, there we had, you know, Radiohead, Wilco. It would only be right to continue with a little bit of Weezer in the Blue album. This is a track that I had forgotten about. It didn't even, you know, had not been on my radar for a while, but it's the track Holiday from Weezer. They're self-titled, but better known as the Blue album. Hope you enjoy it. That was Holiday by Weezer, which I've just learned is my wonderful roommate Jordan's favorite Weezer song. I'm glad I could have brought you some joy. He says that it was on his first iPod in 2008. Would you look at that? Wow. I think, yeah, my favorite Weezer song is Pink Triangle. That's a great one. And Pink, wait, no, there's another track on Pinkerton, I think. And I really, really like... The Good Life, and El Scorch. Yeah, there's that three of Good Life, Scorcho, and Pink Triangle. Oh, man, I'm going to have to listen to some more Weezer once I get back home. Anyway, definitely taken a different direction. Now we're going to listen to a track from 1979 from the album We Are Family by Sister Sledge. That's right, we're listening to We Are Family. That was We Are Family from Sister Sledge, a group that surprisingly is a family. It was, it celebrates their family bond, written by Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards, both of the band Chic, inspired by a meeting they had with Atlantic executive Jerry Greenberg, who said that they should write for this group, and basically wrote down what the guy said and just talked about how they were family. And I guess I'd never really considered this, like, the scope of how much music Nile Rodgers has produced. He has a selected production discography listed on his Wikipedia page. So he's produced Let's Dance by David Bowie, Cosmic Thing by the B-52s, Diana by Diana Ross, Good Stuff from the B-52s, Get Lucky you know, he featured on that track, but also produced it from Random Access Memories by Daft Punk. Give Life Back to Music, another great track from that album, and Lose Yourself to Dance. And there's a lot going on. He's very, very talented. In any case, next up, for one of my two final tracks, we all have a track from the new Andrew Bird album. His album is very confidently titled My Finest Work Yet. This is a track called Sisyphus.
Paused. Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this suggest? Let the rock roll. Let it roll, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long.
That was Sisyphus from the new Andrew Bird album. Now, Sisyphus is a Greek mythological feature known for his cunning, ruthlessness, and cruelty. When Sisyphus betrayed Zeus, Zeus ordered Thanatos, the god of death, to chain Sisyphus and take him to Tartarus, the dungeon where the wicked received divine punishment. And then there's a whole bunch of Greek myths about it. I'm not going to go into it because that's we don't have the time or the budget to go into that kind of academics. Finally, I went on a good, hard, long search for a Tropicália Brazilian track of any sort that wasn't by, you know, the same four artists that I always play from that genre, and I succeeded, finally, with a track from Sergio Champaio, Brasilia. This is from the album Cruel, or Cruel, I don't know, probably Cruel. We'll see. Anyway, here, enjoy.
Quase que ando sozinho por todos os bares, frequento lugares, namoro suas filhas. Brasília, posso dizer que começo a voar sossegado em seu avião. E mesmo com o ar desse jeito tão seco, consigo cantar no seu chão. Quase que me sinto em casa em meio às suas asas, e W's e L's e eixos e ilhas. Brasília, cidade que um dia eu falei que era fria, sem alma, nem era Brasil. Que não se tomava café numa esquina, num papo ninguém nunca viu. Sei que preciso aprender, quero viver pra saber e conhecer Brasília. Assim viver Brasília, oh, ver que há, ver que há, oh, oh, ver que há Paranoá, lago de sol, noite, lua. O olho do amor desconhece a armadilha. Assim viver Brasília, oh. Distraído em suas quadras tão bem arrumadas, com suas quadrilhas. Brasília, concreto plantado no asfalto, no alto do céu do Planalto, visto aqui na cidade dos planos, conheço um cigano que não se enganou. Sei que preciso aprender, quero viver pra saber e conhecer Brasília. Ver o que há para não há. Lago de sol, noite, lua. O olho do amor desconhece a armadilha. Assim viver Brasília.
That was Brasilia by Sergio Sampaio. That I enjoyed that one. It's kind of a different feel than a lot of the Brazilian tracks I usually play. Got a bit of like a bounce to it. It's a fun one. I enjoyed it, and I hope that you did too. Before I head out, just a reminder that you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Shock Me Like an Electric Neil, featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. Be sure to check out all of our show archives at WJRH.org and give us a call when nobody's here at 610-330-5316. It's been a pleasure playing music for you and speaking to you tonight, and I hope that you will tune in next Tuesday at 9 for a little bit more of the same. All the best, and listen to me next week. Bye-bye now.